Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so thrilled today because we have with us the authors of How Big Can You Dream? It's a wonderful best-selling book anthology, and it is all about dreams. And what is really wonderful about the idea of dreams, and I was talking with one of our authors that is in the book, and we've also done several bestsellers for her. She was in the UK this morning. She was saying, it's so interesting because everyone has a different concept and a different idea about what they wanted to add to the book as far as dreams. So it's such an exciting topic, and there's so much wisdom in this book that I've invited some of the authors that could make it with us this afternoon to join us and be able to share what is their take on their dream. What did they want to share in the book in order to really motivate people to find their own goals and their own dreams? So that's what we'll be sharing with you. Each author will have about 2 minutes or more to share their goals for the readers of the book and their intentions, and it's going to be very inspirational, and I'm just so excited about it. So I wanted to start with Rena Alfark. Rena, how do you pronounce your last name? I want to make sure I get it right, because we did an interview before, and I know we Rena do.
Rena Alfalaki.
Oh, thank you so much, Rena. Rena is calling in from the UK, and she has, in addition to being featured in this book, she has a wonderful book of her own. So, Rena, tell us a little bit about what you do, which is really amazing, and what you hope readers will take away from your contribution to How Big Can You Dream?
Oh, thank you, Vicki. Yeah, I'm a life and business mastery coach, and fundamentally a type of coach called a core energy coach. So it's a much more powerful type of coaching that really aims to shift what's inside you so you can change what's around you in your life rather than just one circumstance. So if I take that on to what inspired me when I wrote my little blurb in the book, was very much, you know, life is limitless, only we often don't perceive it that way. But the reality is life is whatever we choose it to be. So if we just take tiny steps, those tiny steps can accelerate and accelerate and accelerate. It's a little bit like going down a ski slope. You're working your way up, and it's hard work. But when you get to the top, you know, the slide down can just be exhilarating, and you can really pick up speed. So my main message was that, you know, just push the boundaries of what's possible. We can think things are impossible, but if we're willing to break through those limits, we really can enjoy a phenomenal life and make our dreams come true.
Oh, Rena, thank you so much. And I was wondering, can you please share your website where people can reach you for more information?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.lightchangescoaching.com.
Fabulous. Rena, thank you so much. I know it's late there in the UK. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for your contribution to the book.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you.
Frances, are you with us from the UK? I don't think
Hello,
he's here
Vicki.
Yet.
Hello, Vicki. I am indeed.
Oh, hi. Could you introduce yourself, Frances, first and last name, and tell people a little bit about your contribution to the book, what you do to contribute in life, and then what your hopes are for the readers of the book?
Yes, hello. My name is Frances Herron, and I actually have started
a national mental health charity called Mental Health Unlocked. And it started because I have suffered from depression and mental health illness. It was brought on by a bereavement, and back in 2016, it took me into a very dark place. And unfortunately, I tried to complete suicide, but I turned it round and took it into a positive and decided to create a mental health charity. And basically, what my inclusion in the book is to say, you know, when you are in a dark place and you think that all is against you, that don't worry, you know, when you think faith is against you and faith has forsaken you, storms actually don't last forever. And basically what's happening is everything is working behind the background to make you stronger, building your resilience, because everything ultimately will work out in your favor. You know, you will have to just work at it, and you can complete your goals and achieve the life that you actually want to. Just be patient, take your time, and work through your hardships, because it will be worth it in the end. Because I'm testimony to that, where I was in a dark place and I persevered, didn't let go, didn't just relinquish my responsibilities. I took my time, and with good people and medication, I'm living proof that you can get through things, work through your goals, work through the hard times, and succeed. And I just thought, you know, it's worth taking your time, and it's worth, you know, going through your struggles and persevering. And what I want to do in life now is to help other people, particularly in the Black, Asian, minority ethnicities, and teach them that it's worth struggling and worth persevering in life and not resorting to suicide, self-harm, and tackling your fears and taking charge of your life and just maintaining yourselves and living the best of your life, being the best version of yourselves, and just enjoying life and being in the moment. And that's what I'm all about now. And I'm teaching and showing people that you can be happy and fulfilled despite having a mental health illness. You know, you don't have to have mental health illness and let it dictate who you are. You can be happy and fulfilled.
That is so beautiful. Can you share with everyone a website or some way that people could connect with you for more information?
Yes, absolutely. My website, it's www.mentalhealthunlocked.org. And that's where people can find out what I'm about. I mean, I'm trying to just raise awareness and break the stigma and taboo of not talking about mental health. It's a soul to my beliefs, and I just want people to get talking about mental health and not feel it's something to be hushed and not talked about. It's like, talk and be open and honest and say, you know what, it's okay to have a mental health illness, because it doesn't define us.
Beautiful. Frances, thank you so much for your contribution.
No, thank you.
Tonight,
thank you,
to the book and to the world with the work you're doing. It's really lovely. Thank you.
I feel honored to be part of it, and thank you, Vicky.
Okay. Charlene Day, are you here?
Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Hi, Charlene.
Hello, Vicky.
Oh, Charlene, we have taken one of her books to bestseller a few years back, and now she's so kind to contribute to this bestseller. So, Charlene, please tell us a little bit about what you do, because your contribution is huge. And also tell us a bit about what you hope readers will take away from reading this book, particularly your contribution.
Great. Thank you. Yes, I'm Charlene Day, a lifestyle and leadership coach, and what that means is I help people both with their health and looking to see what it is that they contribute that's very unique, that I call their hero's journey. So getting them really clear on what their hero's journey is that will actually appear as some sort of leader in the world, in other words, what they uniquely came into the world to offer. So I help coach people to get really clear on what that hero's journey looks like. And for the book, I talked about using your imagination, because it's really important to think big or dream big. and that dreams can really come true with a written plan. That if you have what's called a definite major purpose backed with a burning desire, then if you actually repeat that daily with feeling, then you're feeding your subconscious mind with that dream. And that really helps the dream become a reality. And so really talked about taking daily action, because that's really important for our subconscious, and also to undo our old blueprints that we have that we need to work with as well. And when we have a positive mental attitude and work on all that reprogramming, then we can move forward in our dream. And another thing to support our dream is having what's called a mastermind alliance. So having even just one other person that you're going to talk to really get, well, it helps you with clarity, but it also keeps you accountable as well and allows for that dream to really blossom. And, of course, acknowledging all your successes as you, because everything we know is step by step by step. And so as you acknowledge your successes, then that really helps as well. So those are some of the little ideas that I gave for people to help them dream big in the book. And if people want help with that, they can have a complimentary coaching session with me if they want. And I'm reachable at www.charlenedaye.com, and Charlene's with a C.
Oh, Charlene, thank you so much. And the things that you mentioned, you refer to them as little tips. They're actually enormous life-changing ways to really reach your maximum dream potential. So thank you for your contribution. So many of them, more than I can name here. Thank you, Charlene.
Okay, you're welcome, Vicki. Thank you.
And is Andrew on from Canada?
Yes, I am. I'm here. Andrew Mondia.
Wonderful. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and tell us a little bit about what the message is in the book for readers.
Well, my main thing that I do is I'm an actor. But I also love to inspire people, whether it's coaching, mentoring, speaking, or through podcasts. And my message, there is more that can be said when it comes to dreams. And my biggest inspiration is Walt Disney, because he dreamed big and he made things happen. Our dreams are a sort of, you know, it's the way we receive messages from our higher self, our higher spirit. I'm a very spiritual person, and it's a way for us to have our higher self to give us a vision as to what it is that we want to do. I mean, you go down the street and you see something that inspires you. All of a sudden, you're dreaming. It's like, oh, I would love to do that. You're dreaming. It's a seed that gets planted in your brain. And it's just, you know, it's just an amazing thing, because when you pursue your dream and it happens, it's amazing when it happens and what it can do for your life, because you know that it can actually happen. Because, you know, when we dream, it's something that can actually be done. It's just a matter of finding the way and to not get discouraged, to look at it as a challenge to overcome, because, you know, no matter how big or small, dreams can really come true.
How beautiful is that? And yes, they can indeed, can't they? Wonderful. Andrew, tell us where people can reach you if they want to learn more about your most interesting life and how you apply all kinds of really artistic, wonderful things to your dreams.
Well, I have my own website. It's www.andrewmondia.com. And my last name, it's spelled Mondia. Mary Oscar November December Isaac Apple.com. And there you can find ways to reach out to me.
Wonderful. Andrew, thank you so much.
And thank you.
Patty Smith, are you here from Canada?
Sure, Vicki.
Patty, welcome.
Thank
you. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and tell us a little bit about what you wanted to share about the world of dreams with our readers.
My pleasure, Vicki. Thank you. I am a success coach and a dream work facilitator, which is something that people may not have heard much about. So I've been coaching in life and business for 50 years now. I started as a child, truthfully. And I've been doing dream work with my clients and my own, of course, for over 25 years. And I know how rich a resource our dreams are, and we often ignore them or forget them before we even fully come awake. So my inspirational thought actually came from a conversation I had with a woman back in the summer, and she said, I've reached this age in my life, and she's about my age, and I've done this and I've done that and I've had my kids and all this, but it's time for me to redream my life. And I thought, that so perfectly captures what so many people arrive at a certain stage in their lives. They've done everything they were told they should do, and they may or may not have felt successful at doing it, but now there's this longing for something else. And dream work is the way to connect with what that something else is and see what it might look like. I'm hoping that when readers go through the book and read all of the wonderful things that are there, they'll be inspired to say yes to themselves, say yes to their dreams, and to believe that it is entirely possible. It doesn't matter how old you are or if you've never consciously tried to follow a dream before. Today's the day.
And, you know, Patty, I think something really important about what you were saying is also that our dreams change as we grow and we move. And you can have a dream, and that dream may look quite a bit differently. I don't know if you know Marsha Weider or not, but she has Dream
Yes.
University. And she's a friend of mine. And I remember years ago, she had mentioned to me that it's so important that we focus on our dreams, but we don't shear them in so closely, because we may be seeing only part of a picture of our dream, and it may look like the whole dream, but it changes and it evolves and it grows. And so I think that that's
exactly
really important that you mentioned that, Patty. Beautiful. So if people would like to learn more from you and more about you, is there a website where they can go?
Yes, indeed. They can go to www.yourdreamgenie.com. GENIE.CA.
Beautiful. Patty, thank you so much for being with us. And what an appropriate book for you. As a
it was
coach,
timely indeed.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Vicki. Bye for
thank
now.
Thank you, Patty. Is Patricia with us from Canada?
Vicki.
Hi. Tell us a little bit about what you do. And I think it's wonderful for the listening audience and the readers of the book, How Big Can You Dream? But it's also really fabulous for your fellow authors, because this is giving you all an opportunity to kind of get to know each other here. So tell us a little bit about what you do and what you hope readers will take away.
Perfect. Thank you, Vicki. So my name is Patricia LeBlanc, and I help spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their money stories and awaken their spiritual gifts so they can make the impact that they're meant to make. And what I'm hoping readers will get, not just from my story, but from everybody else, is that it's time to dream big. It's really, I mean, if I'm able to overcome everything that I have, that I created the life of my dream, so can you. And if you stop dreaming, then it's time for you to start dreaming back again and just go for it, because dreams are there for reasons and they're there for you to start making them come true. So I'm really hoping the listeners will get that no matter what, that they have the power to make all of their dreams come true.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Patricia, thank you so much. And tell us where people can find out more about you and more about what you do.
The best place would be my main website, which is thepatriciaelizabeth.com, and Elizabeth is with a Z, and that's the best place where people can find me. And thank you so much, Vicki, for this amazing opportunity.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We do it every year, and it's one of my favorite things that we do. So thank you so much, Patricia, for your contribution and for being involved and for being here with us tonight. Really exciting.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, I know Paul Vann is here.
Yes, Vicki, honored to be here as well.
Wonderful. We are honored to have you, Paul. So tell people a little bit about what you do and your contribution to the book.
Sure, and thank you for that wonderful question, Vicki. My name is Paul Lawrence Van. I'm based out of the Washington, D.C. area. I'm a speaker, also a life and spiritual coach and business success coach. And this contribution represents the fifth one that I've had. I've had three solo books, and I'm about to have three co-authored books as well. And what I do is provide some team building, leadership, and workplace diversity and inclusion programs to organizations, some Fortune 500 companies, some associations, with some government as well as military organizations. And a lot of people ask, well, why do you do that? I do it because I was in the military for 20 years as a military officer. I was in high stress and pressure organizations in the Pentagon for 12 years and 1 year on Capitol Hill, and I take all of that leadership knowledge that I learned, and I can go into an organization and help them to get their workplace in order. In other words, when an employee productivity drops, that impacts the entire organization, and what I come in and do is bring the leadership staff as well as the employees together to help them come and be realigned under the mission statement that they have for the organization to improve their productivity and also to improve their bottom line. And that's what I do. And what I hope for our readers to take from this contribution that I'm providing in this wonderful book, How Big Do You Dream, is to help them to understand that in life we're all going to have some life challenges, and instead of dwelling on them, what happens to us, to take the challenges and build something positive out of it by setting goals that are so big that it scares you. And after setting the big goals, to put together a plan to accomplish your goals and take the action steps necessary to achieve the goals and never quit or give up and begin writing goals with the end in mind, stand focused and use bulldog determination because it will lead to you living your best life possible. And that's what I do. And I can be reached at www.paulvanspeaks.com. PaulVanspeaks.com. And thank you very much, Vicki.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for your wonderful leadership that you push out to the world to help really redesign the way corporations work and for the contribution for the book. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much.
Okay, it's Felicia here. Felicia Montgomery.
Good evening, Vicki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be here. Well, you guys, my name is Felicia Montgomery, and I am out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And my business is I'm a business leader and trainer who helps parents and teachers creatively groom their children for success. Now, how I came up with this, when I was younger, I dreamed of being an award-winning cosmetologist and business leader, among other things. But the key thing to it is my parents, because of their training and critical thinking, how to manage money, how to pursue my dreams, I was able to achieve all the dreams and goals that I set out to do. So as being a stylist, I've done a lot of people's hair, but I've heard a lot of stories too. And the one main story sticks out is that parents are concerned whether their children are going to be able to make it financially once they leave the nest. So I decided and started a business and came up with the idea that when parents actively participate in preparing their kids for financial stability in the real world, they can be confident in their children's capability to be successful and live the life of their dreams.
Oh, that is so wonderful. What a great message. And what a great message to help parents who are raising our future leaders. It's wonderful. Working with children is such a wonderful thing because they're our future, right?
Yes. And that was another point that I wanted to bring out. Back in the 80s, George Benson had a song called The Greatest Love, and it talked about in the first line of the song that the children are the future and teach them well and let them lead the way. But it seems like parents are so busy trying to provide for the children and working so much that they're kind of missing that step. And that is really needed in our society today. And when parents do projects with children, find out what it is they want to do, it really makes children enjoy learning because they're learning about something that they want to do in the future or something that they really enjoy. And it also gives the children and parents a chance to bond and to create memories that will last a lifetime. And lastly, the parent won't have to worry about the children asking them for money once they leave the nest.
Yeah, teaching them to be self-sufficient and to be able to pursue their dreams fully. That's what's so beautiful about what you're expressing, you know, of really being able to fulfill their dreams in a full way and their contribution to the world. So, Felicia, tell us where people can reach you. Do you have a website or a contact?
Well, I do have my contact. It is F, as in Frank, the word beauty, Q at AOL.com. So that is Felicia Montgomery at FBeautyQ at AOL.com.
Felicia, thank you so much. And thank you for the work you're doing again with our future leaders.
Thank you.
Is Theola here yet from Miami?
Hi, yes, Ms. Vicki. I'm excited to be with you this evening.
I know. I'm excited to see you again. You were at our last IFTY Awards, right?
Yes, and I had a great time, and I wanted to piggyback. It's definitely a great opportunity to network with people around the world who are like-minded and full of dreams, and that's why I'm excited to be a part of this project.
Oh, well, it is great to hear your voice again, and tell everyone that hasn't had the opportunity to meet you what you're all about, what you do, and what your message is in the book out to the world.
Yes, once again, I am Dr. Fayola Dalika. I am a passion and purpose activator. And really, that's just a fancy word to say that I'm a business, ministry, and pageantry consultant and coach. I help individuals in those areas. And with this book project, when we're talking about dreams, it's really letting people know that the dreams that you create in your mind are actually a part of you before you were born. I believe that imagination, the capacity, the creativity that each individual has is a prerequisite to the dreams that they're about to create in their life. But yet, there is also one tip that I would like to share in saying that. It's the fact that you have to be persistent in those dreams. Sometimes some dreams do not come overnight. Some dreams you really have to press through. It may take months. It may take years. It may even take some decades. But if you stay consistent and faithful to who you are, why you're on this earth, as far as, of course, your passion and purpose, then definitely those big dreams that you have, they will come to pass. But you have to protect them. So in having those big dreams, do not share them with everyone. There's individuals throughout this world that you will meet along your path. They are there to activate the dream that's on the inside of you. As they say, people come into your life for a season, a reason, and a lifetime. And we have to understand those different categories of individuals that come into our life. But I just say that in moving forward, we have another decade coming before us. This is the time to activate those dreams. No dream is truly big because it's inside of you. You were there to create that dream to make it come to pass. And so definitely I look forward to sharing more knowledge with others. They can find me on social media. I've written a number of books. I believe this is my seventh book. I'm an international award-winning speaker, an international best-selling author. I'm a beauty queen, a community leader. I'm a nurse by profession. But most of all, I just want to celebrate others and help people to understand why they were brought into this earth and to live out those big dreams. I am on social media. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and you can type in Fayola, F as in Frank, A-Y-O-L-A, and my last name is Dalika, D as in David, E-L-I-C-A. And then, of course, you could check out my website, which is my name, FayolaDalika.com. I'm so excited, and thank you again, Ms. Vicki and her team, for another great job and a wonderful, soon-to-be successful project.
Thanks so much, Fayola. And I have to say, when she was at the award ceremony, she just took the room by storm when she walked through the door. Her dreams are so big, and they show all over her lovely, shining face. So, Fayola, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
All right. Thank you. God bless you all. I appreciate the opportunity.
Is Val Silver here from New York?
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Val.
Nice to meet you. in person.
Nice to meet you, and welcome to the group, and thank you so much for contributing the book. So tell us what you do, a little bit about yourself, and then tell us what you hope the message is that you got through to the readers of the book.
Okay. I promote mind, body, spirit, well-being through my website and my books, teaching, speaking, and some coaching. My main message is to practice self-care, but also to look beyond yourself to how you can contribute to the world, to what breaks your heart, whether it's animal welfare or helping hungry children or taking care of a sick relative, to contribute, because I firmly believe that what you give, you receive, and energetically. So I encourage people to look beyond themselves, but also to look to themselves, because I know a lot of advocates burn themselves out by looking outward more than they look inward. So it's a balance, it's a dance. So I write a lot about that on my website. What I want people to get from the book, I wrote that I'm a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer. But I didn't always put feet to my dreams. My dreams were in my head, but they didn't always materialize. So I encourage people to take steps toward their dreams, even little steps, so that they can start to make their dreams a reality, to come out of the fantasy world and dream big for themselves, and also to dream big for how they can contribute to the world that we all share, one step at a time.
Oh, that is really lovely. So, Val, where can people connect with you for more information?
They can connect with me through my main website, which is holistic-mindbody-healing.com. They can also search by my name. I have two books on Amazon already, and I'm excited that this is my third, right on the heels of one that I just published. So they can find me there as well.
I want to mention something about what you said, Val, that's really important. You know, the contribution outward is so important, and usually our biggest dreams are very wrapped up and very involved with contribution to others. And as a result, when we do this book every year, we donate the proceeds of the launch to a charity, and it just happens to be Friends of Animals of Mexico, since we live down here a lot of the time. They're doing wonderful work with spay and neutering of street dogs and really saving dogs' lives every day in just a very huge way. So everyone, I wanted you all to know, and when you get the book, you know, and so forth, you'll see, but yeah, a portion of the proceeds, especially the launch proceeds, will go to that charity. So.
Well,
thank
you're
you.
Speaking to my
thank
heart
you,
there, because animal advocacy is my number one love. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we've done so many different charities, but we decided to center in on this one because it's something that I'm really familiar with. The work is, you know, I can reach out and touch it here where we live in Mexico. So thank you for mentioning that, Val, because it's a really important component of dreams and of happiness and joy. Jan Revell, are you here with us? Can you hear me? Yes, we can. How are you, Jan?
I'm just great, Vicki, and I want to thank you for doing this call in particular. I mean, the book is fabulous, but this call is, I have been touched by multiple of the contributors so far, and in particular, I wanted to say that I loved what Patty had to say, that it's time to redream one's life, and for what Felicia is doing with parents and children, that's so vital to our future. So I wanted to say thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you for that acknowledgement of the other authors. And I think that that's one of the beautiful things about us getting together here, as well as at the IFFY Book Awards. And I'll give out the URL. It's my book, singular, mybookaward.com. And we would love to have people, readers join us, listeners join us, and, of course, all of our authors, because it's such a great opportunity to get to meet people that you share this wonderful contribution with. These books change lives. They really do. And I can't tell you how many miracles I have heard of and have seen as a result of people telling your stories. So I think it's just so important that we all get our story out there, and you all did, and thank all of you. And Jan, now we want to hear a little bit more about what you do and what you hope to get out to the world with your story.
Well, thanks. I am a longtime intuitive business coach and formerly a totally woo-woo type of a person. So after creating multiple successful businesses, I now help newer spirit-guided entrepreneurs who are ready to create and build a business and to get from their original idea through the many steps that are needed to get to the reality of their big dream. And all of us have a big dream, which is one of the reasons that this book is so wonderful, too. And I'm hoping that readers in particular will recognize that who in their life and when in their life someone has told them that they couldn't do something for whatever reason, it isn't true. It's not true. It happens way too often, but the real truth is that it's ultimately important to reach as high as you possibly can and make your secret dreams come true, no matter what it takes, to focus on that and make your dreams come true. And that's my goal, is to help newly desiring spirit-guided entrepreneurs make their dreams come true and create that business that they want to have so they can reach more people around the world and help them out. I have a brand new website.
Tell us about it.
It's called healerswholaunch.com, and that's for healers and spiritual entrepreneurs who are getting ready to launch a business. Healerswholaunch.com. And I'd love to have people.
I love the name.
Thank you. But I'm just building it, so don't go there and expect to see a full-fledged website yet. Soon.
Yeah, it's another dream in process.
Right. Thanks again.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Jen. Ro Sheehan, are you here?
I am here from Napa, California.
Well, Rose, tell us a little bit about what you do out in Napa, which is like one of the most beautiful places in the world, and what you hope readers will get from your contribution in the book.
Would love to, but I'd like to first start with thanking you for inviting me to be part of this awesome book, and it's such an honor, so thank you so much, and thank you for the invitation to interview with you as well. So what I do for a living, I'm a business strategist. I basically help people to start and grow their businesses. And I've also co-authored two other number one international best-selling books, one through you called Real Hope for the Unemployed, and the other is The Expert Success Solutions. So it's really exciting to be part of this book endeavor as well. In my contribution to this particular book, the How Big Can You Dream book, I actually write about surrounding yourself with the people that enable you to achieve your dreams and goals. And I'm hoping to truly impact our readers in a way that motivates them to live an even larger life than they would normally live, a life beyond themselves, beyond any self-imposed limits, and to actually consider the realm of limitless possibilities when your own dream becomes so expansive that it actually pulls you beyond your original goals. Because it's been my experience that the bigger the team you build around yourself, the larger your dream actually becomes. So it's just really exciting to share this with our readers and to be part of this endeavor. So thank you again. For more information about what I do and the possibilities, I invite everyone to visit www.rosesheehan360.com. And that's spelled rosesheehan360.com.
Wonderful, Rose. Thank you so much. It's so great to connect with you again, too.
I can't wait to see you again. So.
I know. This is wonderful. It's kind of like a reunion with some of our authors that we've worked with before, and then getting to know our new authors, too. It's a wonderful experience for me personally. Thank you so much, Rose.
And thank you again, Vicki. I appreciate the contributions you've allowed me to make and looking forward to our success together in the future.
Absolutely. So now I believe had Grace Wahlbrink from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is Grace here?
Yes, Vicki. Thank you very, very much.
And you are Grand Rapids, Michigan, right?
I am.
Wonderful. Well, we want to ask you about the weather there.
Yeah, I'm from Michigan. What can I say? It answers that.
Well, Grace, tell us a little bit about what you do, your contribution to the world, and then about the contribution to the book and what you hope people will take away.
Well, I am a social worker and military family and life counselor. I'm also a professional storyteller and storytelling coach. And I absolutely love inspiration from the world of folk tales and fairy tales. And so my inspiration when I was invited to be a part of this incredible group of people and phenomenal opportunity was an all-time legendary folk tale hero or fairy tale hero, which is Cinderella. And I love her story in the version that Charles Perrault forward in the 1800s, which was, here's this woman who was loved and cherished, and to the death of her mother, she finds herself in domestic slavery. And her whole life crashed. But somehow, through this process, and in that folktale, she holds on to a vision of regaining that life and even going beyond that. And she hears of the royal ball that's coming up, and everyone's invited. And she includes herself. I mean, she's a servant. She's a slave. She's nothing. But she sees herself as being able to be part of this opportunity to dance at the ball for the kingdom. And so, as story would have it, that she's not allowed to go. Her stepmother and evil stepdaughters say no. They slam the door, and off they go, and she's left in tears. But somehow she holds on to that vision. A fairy godmother shows up. You know, household items, pumpkins and lizards and rats become this phenomenal array of transportation for her to the ball. But what I love is that in that moment, she could have said, oh, okay, and hopped in with what she was wearing, which was her mopped clothes that's drenched in, you know, water and slop from the floor and the ash from the fireplace. But she turns to her fairy godmother and says, no, I need to be dressed appropriately. I need a gown. And so she receives the gown. So she receives her dream. She hops in and she goes flying down the road. And she doesn't, like, put her toe over the threshold and say, okay, I was here. I made it. Now let's go back to the safe of the life, you know, that I've come to know. But she embraces it. She dances with the prince. And even when everything falls apart and the magic wears off, she's lost her glass slipper. She still has one in her pocket. She holds on to her dream, no matter what her circumstances look like. And sure enough, the prince comes around to find that one of a size foot with the other glass slipper. And she embraces it and accepts the marriage proposal. And she goes on to embrace the life that she knew. She stepped fully into her dream without self-sabotage, without overthinking it, and lived a life which was greater than she ever imagined. So go ahead, use your journal. Get into the vision, the juicy details of your dream. Write it out, create it, and then go celebrate it and enjoy it.
Ah, I love that, Grace. I love that. So tell us where people can reach you.
You can find me at www.storyographers.com. That's storyographers.com.
Beautiful. Grace, thank you so much. And I just wanted to mention to all of you that years ago I had a friend who was a coach, and she impressed upon me the importance of getting your story out in the world. And for some of you, this is a part of your story and you've released other stories out in the world in the way of a book. But if it's your first experience, understand that no one can tell your story like you can. And my coach that was my friend used to say that if you don't get your story told, it leaves a hole in the world, because no one can tell your story like you can, and it will be missing and no one else can fill that hole. So keep in mind that you filled your place in the world by participating. And I want to get this out to all of our listeners too. It's so important to get your story out. I feel it's not just an honor, it's a responsibility of being in this world. So again, Grace, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so is Stacy with us? Stacy from Texarkana, Texas.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about what you do in Texas. Texas happens to be my home state. I was born in San Antonio, so I have a tremendous affinity for Texas and Texans. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what you hope to get across in the book that readers can take away.
Oh, my, I do a lot. I am a former radio personality, crisis counselor, a production manager, and a spiritual advisor. what I hope that readers would get out of the book and what everybody else is writing is to invest in yourself when no one else believes in the mountains that you're climbing, because it's very difficult to have dreams and you're the only one that believes in them. If that person believes in their own dreams and just put it out there, then people will start to come and build on it. You have to put it in the pot first.
Oh, such good advice. Such good wisdom. So tell us where people can reach you if they want to find more information.
You can reach me at facebook.com/RIUPG. That would actually stand for Rejuvenation Innocent Until Proven Guilty.
I love it. Stacey, thank you so much for being with us. And again, thank you for your contribution to the book and to the world.
Thank you.
Okay. Is Alicia Riley here from Arizona?
It's Arkansas.
Okay. Alicia from Arkansas, tell us what you're up to in Arkansas and in the world, and then also tell us what you hope your message would convey to readers in the book.
Well, I'm a teacher, a lifestyle coach, a musician, an author, and in January, this is my new dream that I'm starting. I have trained, and I'm going to start a class for singing and dancing for Parkinson's, because it's like a good therapy for them, and a socialization hour, because they never get out of their house except to go to the doctor, pretty much. And I was really thrilled with this book. I love dreams. They're always good. You always have to have a dream to follow, or there's just no point in living anymore, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I mean, the dreams you're following are impacting lives like I can't even imagine. So what was the message in the book with all that you're doing?
My take on lifestyle coaching is basically, so you're sort of pre-programmed by your parents, by your school, your churches, whatever, with limitations, even though they don't intend to put it on you, I think, you sort of absorb that. So I want to break down that notion that you have limits. And I wanted to remind people that the universe is so big. It's so big we can't even comprehend it with our tiny human minds. And therefore, the possibilities here are just as endless. The dreamers are the people who progress society. It's not the naysayers who always follow the conventions. It's the people who said, I want to make electric light, and I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to fail as many times as I have to, but I am going to find the way to do that. And without Edison, we want to have the light. Without Alexander Graham Bell, we want to have the telephone and be talking with each other now. And you know these people went through the same process that we go through today where, oh, you can't do that. That's not ever going to happen. You know, or with the airplane, people were never meant to fly. So I want to break down that notion that things are limited to you because of your situation or maybe your gender or whatever you think. I just want people to know they can dream as big as they want to and they can achieve it.
Powerful, really powerful. So where can people reach you? Is there a place on the web?
I prefer just personal emails, to be honest. And my email is allysssametod@gmail.com. I know I have a strange spelled name.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Alicia, thank you so much. Very powerful. Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Susan Whitted. Susan, are you here?
I'm here.
Gosh, it is so good to talk with you. It's been a while.
It has been a couple of years, hasn't it?
It has. And Suzanne was at our IFPI Awards, gosh, what about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I think now, huh?
Yes, it was in California. It was before you moved down to beautiful Mexico.
Well, we certainly enjoyed our time with you there. And you have just gone through so many challenges in life, and you've come through such a champion and so strong. Tell people a little bit about you and the work that you do, which I think is just really interesting, and then also what your message is in the book.
Well, my name is Susan Whited, and I am the author of 2 children's books, Little Baby Poot Poot and My Medieval ABCs. And my message in the book is basically we need to get over the perfection paralysis and start to move forward. I recently went through cancer treatment and lost all of my hair. I was scary looking, But it didn't stop me. I still went out and did stuff. My picture on my Facebook page now has quarter-inch hair. You can't sit there waiting for everything to be perfect. You just have to step forward.
Yes, and you have been stepping forward as long as I've known you through, again, so many challenges that most people couldn't even imagine, even one challenge that you've been through, and you come through with such strength and such hope for others. So thank you so much for being with us, Suzanne, and it's so wonderful to talk with you again. Is there a website or someplace you'd like to direct people that would like to connect with you?
Yes, they can go to susanwhited.com. It's SUSANNEWHITED.com.
Wonderful. Suzanne, thank you so much, and it's just a joy to hear your voice.
Thank you, Vicki. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, is Tamika Sears with us from Arizona?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Fabulous. Well, tell everyone a little bit about what you do, Tamika, and what your message is in the book.
Well, I am Tamika Sears, the corporate fixer, and I am an executive coach and leadership development coach, and I help companies create environments where their employees can thrive, where they feel included, and they can be innovative. And the way that this kind of ties in for me for the book, when I was little, my mom was just such a great supporter and really wanted me to be anything at all that I wanted to be. And I think sometimes now, because corporate America has that kind of yuck to it, that kind of stigma, I want people to once again dream of being able to go, you know, work for a big company and be happy and thrive and be able to feel like they have purpose, even if they're not working for their own company, even if they're working for somebody else.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, Tamika, where can people connect with you?
They can find me at thecorporatefixer.com.
Wonderful. Tamika, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And is Lee Grant here from Las Vegas, Nevada?
Hi, Vicki. Actually, what? Leia Grant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mispronounced that. We've been in touch over the years, and it's great to have you here with us tonight. Tell everyone a little bit about what you do, because it's really fascinating, and also about your message in the book.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a joy to stay in touch with you over the years, Vicki, and I remember that first time we met about 20 years ago at a coaching event. So we've definitely been in this industry for a long time. My role in this grand scheme of personal and transformational development is as a consciousness catalyst. And I really inspire people to expand themselves into the multidimensional beings that they are so that they actually feel free to fully express themselves, which really leads to them living all of their dreams, not just one. And I really focus on this in the book because I share about shifting one's focus from spending your time and energy to getting those emotional needs met to reorienting your life around your true values, which come from a very intrinsic place within us that has all of those components which result in us being able to experience fulfillment when we're living through them.
That is, again, really powerful, really fantastic, and so needed in our world, as complex as it has become. So, Leah, where can people get a hold of you if they want more information?
Thank you for asking. My dream is now online, which was to take a website and combine everything that I am as a multidimensional being, which is a multi-published author in fiction and nonfiction, and the creator of ecstatic meditation, where I sing in Sanskrit, and I'm a master certified coach. I'm a certified intuitive, and bringing all of those offerings together so that they're in one place, and that's on my website, and that's at www.leah, Grant, G-R-A-N-T.com. And if you do decide to visit there, there are all kinds of goodies there for you for free. I've got downloadable mini ecstatic meditations. I've got free chapters of my upcoming fiction books. And for all of our business owners, I have a lovely time management hacking tool on there that they can get as well.
Fantastic, Leah, and thank you so much for being here and your contribution and your generous offers. That's just fabulous. I hope everyone will take you up on it and visit. Thanks again. Have a wonderful evening out there in Las Vegas.
Thank you. You too, Vicki. Have a beautiful holiday as well.
Thank you. Norma Hickok from Simi Valley, California. Are you here?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Most of the people that have talked, I'm not a coach or anything. I'm just an author.
That's okay. But, don't say just an author. You know how few people are authors, much less best-selling authors. It's like a rarity. It's a very elite group of which we have so many talented people. So tell us a little bit about your writing and what you hope to get across in the book as far as a message.
I'm a musician playing and teaching six instruments and composing music. And after being involved with the arts of painting and writing and dance and theater, I realized that our schools are concentrating on sports more than arts. We're of a dual nature, our outer being and our inner being, and both parts need to be kept balanced. And with sports dominating the schools and the arts being diminished, could this be what's wrong with the world today? My thoughts on it. Anyway, the arts are needed to open the creative channel in children, and we were never meant to lose contact with the Creator once we entered the physical body. The inner life begins to fade when a child's about 4 years old, and the arts are needed as a periscope to keep that contact with their inner being. And the way I help to impact readers is that I have come up with an experimental school based on bringing the arts back into education. And these schools can be set up, started with one teacher and 12 students, and expanded from there, and could be set up as franchises. My book, Innovative Chrysalis Schools, describes how this has worked out. It's in four parts. There's the halls of training and the halls of learning, the halls of knowledge, and the halls of wisdom. And they're for different age groups and as you move through them. And it's my hope that someday, I'm a big dreamer, I've got all kinds of dreams, but one of my dreams is this school, hoping to get it started. And people can reach me at www.chrysalispub.com, that's chrysalispub.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us, Norma, and thank you so much for the work you're doing with, again, our future leaders. So important, that work. Okay, so I think that's everyone that joined us tonight. And I just wanted to close with my concept of dreaming. And one of my favorite people in the world said, you know, follow your bliss, Joseph Campbell. And I think that within your bliss lies the ability to expand and really develop and really clarify your dream. So I want to leave that with you, because to me, I've always followed my bliss. It's taken me many places. And right now, with all that we're doing, we do events, we do, you know, award-winning magazines, we have created the awards event, we do so many things, and we take about 2 to 3 authors a week to bestseller, in addition to our anthology books, to get authors really started out and skyrocketing into doing their own books. So the following my bliss has allowed me to be able to collectively get all of the experience I needed to make this happen. And without every single one of my experiences and my small dreams and my big dreams and everything in between, I couldn't do what I'm doing today. So it's so exciting. So I just want to stress, follow your bliss, because you'll never work another day in your life. You will feel bliss from everything you do.
This is Peggy Bell. Is it too light? It wouldn't unmute for me.
Oh, no, that's fine, Peggy. Yes, come on. That's okay. And you're coming to us from Texas, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you so
Wonderful.
Much.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad you got unmuted so we can hear all about you. So tell us a little bit, Peggy, about what you do and what your message is in the book.
Okay. I'm a leadership development coach for business. I'm also a professional speaker. I'm an author of 5 books. I'm working on another one. And I'm a retired educator of 40 years. And after retirement, I wanted to do something more, so I started a new business. I think we're losing our basic communication skills as we become more tech savvy. So I help leaders in the workplace to become more effective by developing their interpersonal skills. And my message that I'd like to have in this book is that I really feel like too many people are afraid to leave their comfort zone and go after their dreams. Because truthfully, I feel like that's where we find our treasure, is when we leave our comfort zone. And I know there's been studies that when people are at the end of their life, the things that they talk about most is the regrets that they have in life. And I don't want that to be you or anybody reading this book. So I'm living proof that you're never too old to go after your dreams. I'm 60 years old and just starting my second career, my chapter 2. So that's what I'd like the message to get out. I can be reached with my website, www.peggymbell.com. That middle initial is M like Mary. You can find everything that I do there.
Wonderful. Peggy, thank you so much. And I'm so glad you were able to unmute so that we could get
to know you too.
Better. Thank you. Well, it sounds as if everyone who's here, we've been able to share together. And I just want, in closing, invite you all to consider coming to the IPPI Awards. It's an amazing experience, and I'd love to meet you there. And it's just an experience that's unforgettable. It's not like any other type of conference or any type of organization you've ever been to before. It's very special because it is centered around and for our authors. So you can find more information about that at mybookaward.com. And to all of our authors, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for your contribution. Congratulations to you all. And everyone have a wonderful week, and we will talk soon.